I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative Mark Molinaro listened to farmers worried about climate change, concerned about milk prices, and nervous over reductions in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits at a listening session at the Columbia County Fairgrounds on July 7th. Molinaro said of the progress on the bill, quote, "The work we're doing is being done in a bipartisan fashion," unquote. Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, said that he was raised by a single mother who got food stamps and that he has no plans to make cuts in SNAP in the farm bill. But that doesn't mean he doesn't want to add work limits to benefits. Quote, "We want the government agencies to return to prioritizing helping people get independence and not merely having the state process the check," unquote, Molinaro said. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
New York State of Politics reports that Representative Pat Ryan says it will take some time to clean up all the damage from storms this week that left one woman dead. The lower Hudson Valley, including much of Ryan's 18th congressional district, were hit hard by the storms on July 9th and 10th. He said, quote, "West Point, where I went to school, and the surrounding areas were the epicenter of the entire storm. In just a few hours, they had over 8 inches of rain, which normally takes an entire season or summer to fall. The area was absolutely overwhelmed. There are several larger senior apartment complexes, one in particular, where almost all the seniors are without a home, many for potentially months. That's the thing. This is not going to be a quick cleanup. We are in it for the long haul," unquote. And while West Point is asking the Army Corps of Engineers for help, the Federal Emergency Management Agency will help others. And Ryan says he's, quote, "marshaling the full force and power of the federal government to get recovery dollars. We are assessing the damage now. It's going to be significant, tens of millions of dollars, if not more, in damages to bridges, roads, homes, and businesses," unquote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Kevin Frey at New York State of Politics reports that New York Democrats will attempt to coordinate their elections in 2024 after losing several seats in the House of Representatives in 2022. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said of the cooperation, quote, "It lifts up the entire Democratic brand. It helps the first-time candidates with how to get your message out," unquote. Republicans flipped the 19th congressional district in 2022 and almost won in the 18th district, too, in the Hudson Valley. Democrats lost 6 seats in 2022 in the House in districts won by President Joe Biden. Representative Hakeem Jeffries said they are focusing on reversing that, saying, quote, "I have never seen this level of cooperation and coordination in my time in electoral office," unquote. And about cooperation from Governor Kathy Hochul, Jeffries said, quote, "I've never seen this sort of outreach when anyone was governor, even though they always indicated a willingness to be helpful to the congressional delegation," unquote. House Majority PAC announced in February a $45 million fund to elect Democrats in New York's congressional contest. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an appellate court on July 13 sided with Democrats and said congressional lines should be redrawn in New York. In 2022, Republicans flipped several New York congressional districts their way, helping them regain a majority. Political observers believe if Democrats get the districts redrawn the way they want, they could hold the 18th congressional district and flip the 19th congressional district in 2024 voting. Republican John Faso, who used to represent the 19th district in Congress, said of the Democrats, quote, "They're trying to eliminate a state redistricting plan that has the most competitive districts in the United States of America," unquote. Now the case goes to New York's top court, now led by Governor Kathy Hochul's recent appointment, Chief Judge Rowan Wilson. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.